One of the rising stars of the MSU football team is junior linebacker Riley Bulla. His football pedigree is well known. His grandfather, Hank Bulla, played at MSU in the 50s. His father, Shane, was a Spartan in the 80s. His brother, Max, was here through the 2013 season. And another brother, Byron, is a redshirt freshman at MSU. Beyond that, his other grandfather, Jim Morse, played at Notre Dame, and three uncles also played college football. Back on New Year's Day, after MSU had overcome a 20-point deficit to Baylor in the Cotton Bowl to take a one-point lead, Riley Bulla ended Baylor's hopes of retaking the lead with a late-game interception. George Blaha made the call on the Spartan Sports Network.
Baylor with one timeout left. Third and 23 for Bryce Petty. Steps back inside his five. Throws over the middle. It's intercepted. It's intercepted by Riley Bulla. It's all over.
Current State Scott Pohl recently talked with Riley Bulla about spring football practice at MSU and his other passion, music. He says Michigan State wasn't always his favorite football team.
Yeah, actually, growing up, I was a big Notre Dame fan probably up until around middle school or so. My grandpa on my mom's side played there. And I had an uncle that played there as well. So I was a big fan. We went to games growing up. And my family was always kind of split between MSU and Notre Dame. And probably around, I would say, high school, I started, you know, shifting more towards the Spartans. And eventually, you know, chose to come here.
It almost seems to Michigan State fans that you had to come here, though.
You know, I always tell people it wasn't like that. You know, that makes it sound like, you know, my dad or my other family members were forcing me to come here. And it wasn't like that at all. I took some trips to other schools, Iowa a couple times, Wisconsin, Notre Dame even. So, you know, it was open between anyone. You know, I was keeping my options open. I wanted to explore a little bit. But in the end, you know, I couldn't get away from, you know, Spartan Nation.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about the Cotton Bowl game because prior to that, people were aware of your being on the team. You had been in the lineup from time to time, getting a fair amount of playing time. But that interception at the end of the game to seal the deal, so to speak, you really leaped to the forefront of Spartan Nation with that play. Can you tell me a little bit about your progress through the system and then leading up to the Cotton Bowl game?
Yeah, I've played, you know, quite a few positions here at Michigan State already, you know, basically all three linebacker positions, a little bit of offense at running back and fullback. But, you know, this year, you know, last year was a big improvement for me from the first game to the last game of the Cotton Bowl. You know, my confidence grew. I think my teammates' confidence in me grew as well, which is important. And my leadership, you know, I think got a lot stronger towards the end of the year. And, you know, I was just happy to end the year on a high note, like that interception. Just it does boost your confidence going into spring ball now and, you know, going into fall camp when it comes. But it was an exciting year, and I'm just excited to get back on the field right now.
Speaking of spring ball, a lot of people are speculating that you're going to be a starter in the fall. Do you feel that way as spring ball progresses here?
Well, yeah, that's the goal in my mind right now. But, you know, we got a lot of good linebackers. We're all going to be competing. Come fall, there's going to be a lot of guys shuffling in and out of the games, which I think is good for us, keep us, you know, keep us healthy and keep us fresh when we're in there. But, you know, like I said, we got some good guys competing. But, you know, in the back of my mind, you know, I always wanted to start. And I think that's a possibility for me. And, you know, I'm confident that that will happen come fall.
We're talking with Riley Bulla from the MSU football team. And you've been ill for part of spring ball, too. Tell me a little bit about what it means to not be 100% physically when you feel like you have to perform during spring practices.
Yeah, I think everyone can attest to, you know, being a little bit sick, whether it's during the season, winter conditioning, or spring ball. But, you know, that's part of it. You gotta go out and perform. If you don't feel good, if you got the flu, maybe you got the cold, it doesn't really matter. You gotta go out there and perform. And you get used to that as a player. I've been here for 3 years now. You get used to that, and it's no big deal. We don't think, you know, anything of it. It's just we want to stay healthy as much as we can so we can perform at the highest level.
Defensive coordinator Pat Narduzzi has moved on to the head coaching job at Pittsburgh. He got a lot of credit for the performance of the defense in recent years. What is spring ball like without Coach Narduzzi?
It's a little bit of a transition. Coach Narduzzi brought a lot of emotion, a lot of passion to the game. But we brought in Coach Snyder, who's a great coach so far for us. I really like him. I think so do the other players. But Coach Narduzzi just brought a lot of emotion, but I think the biggest part of that is that rubbed off on us. So, you know, some of the older guys, You know, we still have that drive. We still have the energy that we got from Coach Narduzzi. And so I think it's helped us. You know, it's brought fun to the game. It's brought emotion, passion. And in the end, it's going to make us better.
Can you walk me through a typical day during spring ball when there are spring practices? What's a day like for you?
Well, today we got practice. I had to wake up at about 6 o'clock. We went in for hour films, breakfast, and then usually people go off to class for, you know, hour, 2 hours, go to lunch. Some people have another class, and then right about 2:30, 3 o'clock, we're heading out to practice and practice for about 2.5, 3 hours. So it's a full day, but it's fun at the same time. Everybody loves spring ball, chance to go out and, you know, prove yourself and get better. And so we enjoy it.
One thing a lot of Spartan fans enjoy is the interaction they see between the football team and the men's basketball team, and I suppose other teams on campus as well. What does that mean to you as a football player to have that kind of access to the basketball team, watch their success? It seems to rub off on each other, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, definitely. You know, we talk about it all the time. You know, at Michigan State, we really do feel like a family, not just the football team, but with the other sports too. You know, we see them around all the time. In the academic center, you know, outside of campus. And, you know, it just helps us. It boosts our confidence when we see the basketball team at our games. Or I saw a video of them at the Cotton Bowl. They were watching it on TV. And, you know, when they saw me get the interception, they got pumped. So, you know, that was cool to see. And just like I said, we just all feel like one big family.
I don't think a lot of fans are familiar, Riley Bulla, with the fact that you have a strong interest in music. So I'd like to know more about that. What kind of music appeals to you? What do you like to perform?
Yeah, as of recently, it's been a lot of country music, more on that side. But, you know, it hasn't always been that way. Growing up, I was into a lot of rock, you know, alternative stuff. But, you know, I'm just a fan of music in general. I listen to it all. I listen to electronic, you know, hip-hop, mostly country now. But, you know, it's been all over the spectrum. But as of recently, it's been more country music.
Do you write music?
I do write music. Yeah, I think that's one of my biggest things I love to do with music is, you know, write my own songs. I don't like playing other people's music as much, but I do it now as of recently. But, you know, just songwriting is something I've done as long as I can remember, dating back to middle school. So, you know, it's something I've carried on through college and something I still do today.
When you write music, what kind of inspires you? What thematically, what do you write songs about?
You know, it's different. You know, a lot of the times, depending on how I'm feeling or, you know, what's going on in my life. Sometimes it's about personal things, sometimes it's about things in general. Maybe I just want to write a song that makes people feel happy and, you know, something like that, maybe like a summer song or something like that. So it's different every time, but, you know, it's really what you're in the mood, what kind of mood you're in is what kind of song you're going to write in the end. So that's kind of how it's been with me.
Do you get to perform in public much?
You know, sometimes I got to a few times last summer. But, you know, as of recently, it's hard because I'm busy all the time. But hopefully again this summer I'll be able to get out and do some more things, performing, because it's something I love to do and I enjoy. And it's just a great release from football sometime to have something else to, you know, lean back on and do for fun instead of football.
We'll have to keep an eye open on gigs this summer around town maybe. Riley Bulla, you've put some of your music online that people can hear, and so we're going to hear some music. Can you tell me something about the song we'll hear?
Yeah, it's a song by Cole Swindell. He's one of my favorite artists. I've been following him for a couple years. And the song is called Ain't Worth the Whiskey. So this is probably just my favorite song that I've been able to cover by him. So here it is.
I'll drink to a country song, to another long work week gone. And I'll raise my glass to a long lost buddy I ain't.
I think people will be curious to know about your ambitions in music. Is it a career ambition?
You know, at this point, I don't necessarily think performing will be something I look at for my career. But I want to be working in music somehow. I'm not really sure yet. I've been getting into radio more, so that's something that interests me right now. You know, as I progress through college, my interests are changing. So, you know, we'll see, you know, what happens come the next 2 years or so.
Do you think of yourself as a football player who happens to be a musician or a musician who happens to be a football player?
Well, since I play at Michigan State under scholarship, I got to think I'm a football player first, and I got to keep my attention there. But, you know, I've always loved music my whole life. People outside looking in may think of me as a football player who plays music. My family might think it's different. You know, I might think it's a little different, but it's all your perception. But, you know, in the end, I love football and I love music, so that's really what it's about.
What's your major?
I am media and information.
Riley Bulla from the MSU football program. Thank you so much and good luck.
Thanks for having me.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.